This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Handsome as ever and cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy!
Hello!
How are you?
Game night.
It's game night! Top hats and monocles night. Everybody dress accordingly tonight for game five of the Eastern Conference Final. I see that show pony, Darius Rucker, is going to be sounding the hurricane horn tonight. But that's okay. As much as I love Hootie, he's got that mush on him. He's got Dolphins.
He's not Hootie right now.
He's got Dolphins mush on him.
He's got that mush.
He's got that Dolphins
mush. Darius Rucker. The country singer.
He's both. I just went to see him as Hootie and the Blowfish last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, still so making money off that, huh?
Too?
What's that? Yeah, he was touring with him.
Wow.
He was touring with him.
He played some of his own music?
He played like his two most famous hits. He played Wagon Wheel and I forget the other one. But he played like his two most famous country hits. But he just did Hootie and the Blowfish for the most part. Mm-hmm. I think he's coming back as Darius Rucker to the Guitar Hotel pretty soon, but no, he just did Hootie songs. It was a delight. Great. But he is not all South Florida. He only loves the Dolphins, who make him cry, and tonight he's sounding the horn for the Hurricanes. That's their drum, and I'm kind of glad about it because he's got that mush on him. We've already established the Dolphins. Any Dolphins stink around hockey has seemingly permeated to the hockey team that they're rooting on. So, you know, I get it. You want to have Carolina royalty, even though they're in North Carolina, right? And he's from South Carolina.
Yeah.
I guess you don't have another Carolina. Like, I guess that's the one thing with Carolina teams is you have to claim both Carolinas.
Seems like a phony to me.
Really?
Phony.
Wow.
Wow.
If we were South Florida, North Florida, I wouldn't rep them.
Well, we're just Florida.
Yeah, no. Unfortunately.
We're just all of Florida. Tampa, you think Tampa holds some hostility towards that? I don't know.
Yeah, no, they had their run.
They had their run. They had their time. They can kick rocks. But anyway, 8 o'clock is our puck drop tonight. Panthers, Hurricanes, Cats up in this series. 3-1, which is the theme of all conference finals right now. Yep. We could go 4-for-4 on top hats and monocles because last night the Pacers take a 3-1 series lead on the Knicks, beat them 130-121. Tyrese Halliburton, Mr. Overrated, a triple double.
Is that unbelievable?
With no turnovers, 32 points, 12 rebounds, 15 assists. Jesus. Could you imagine Ben Stiller, who I think is my favorite sad Knicks fan? He calls and he's like, "Hey, Timothy Chalamet, let's go to Indiana. Let's sit courtside." And like you flew on your private jet together to go watch that game and watch your team go down 3-1. Just going out sad, having McAfee laugh in your face.
Not to mention against a player who's considered the most overrated in the NBA.
Yep. That's what the players said. That's what they said.
And now there's only four teams left, and all those players who voted on that are watching him.
They're all in Cancun with their feet up, watching Tyrese Halliburton carve up the New York Knicks. That's what they're watching. One game away from the NBA Finals. And on the other side of the bracket, top hats and monocles tonight, you could have OKC punching their ticket to the NBA Finals as they lead 3-1. Man, is there going to be like an all-star break between both championships? This sucks.
Pretty much.
Like, there's not...
That sucks for TV, but, like, are we like, oh, they're getting healthy, but... I mean, there's no one really that we're missing, right?
From... I mean, the Panthers are banged up. I think they're... I don't really know what the the Oilers situation is, to be fair.
Yeah.
But I think everybody else is pretty healthy. The Panthers are the only ones who feel like they could really benefit from a long break.
I'll take a Reinhardt recovery day.
Although he may play tonight. He was on the ice yesterday. We don't know.
Nice.
Well, I imagine we'll get more info today at Morning Skate with Paul Maurice, although he'll be like, yeah, game time decision. That's definitely what he's going to say. But we'll find out on him, Mikula, and AJ Greer later on today with Paul Maurice.
I think right now you need the two defensemen in Mikula and Greer to, you know, rough some things up.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I think, I mean, Mikula's arguably been one of the best players in this series, so for sure him. I think the power play has been pretty stagnant without Rhino.
Yeah, I mean, I get that, but it just seemed like without those guys, there was a lot of free skating. You know what I mean? Like, they were able to get on a lot of runs and stuff like that because there's no real deterrence.
Shmeen then says on Tyrese Haliburton, it was like 12 guys who voted for it. Grow up. Doesn't matter. Once it's out there, it's out there. Shmeen, it doesn't matter. Like, once the – because you're going to be out – like
They didn't put that disclaimer when they named him.
Yeah, like, once it's out there, it's out there. Like, that's the thing. Is no one's going to see, but only 12 people voted on it. First of all, 12 petty bastards. And second of all, nobody pays attention to that. It all gets picked up on the same on NBA Central, which their mentions are the depths of hell. But it doesn't matter. Once you have it and you can glam onto that, like, you're so set, because now you're like, great narrative, 12 idiots. Because now I get to run with this for the rest of my career.
You know what? And I bet you it's the 12 idiots who thought they should have been on the Olympic team.
Oh, there were definitely Celtics voting for that, for sure. There were definitely Celtics that were voting for that. So, yeah, tonight, game 5 between the Thunder and Wolves. That gets going at 8:30. OKC's an 8.5-point favorite tonight.
Jeez.
So Vegas is telling you, we think it's going to be top hats and monocles.
We thought these would be more competitive, right?
Yeah, I thought that
series. Especially Indiana.
The Indiana-Knicks series I didn't think was going to be competitive. I said I thought the Pacers were going to deal with them. And by the way, throwing garbage at their fans—that's bad karmatic energy. You brought your way.
That's true.
It's bad. Like, you. When you were a Knicks fan, any Knicks fan who's not an absolute disgrace, when they saw that poor guy get hit with the garbage, you had to think, oh man, that's not good. You threw garbage at Brian Windhorst. You acted like complete buffoons.
Yep.
So nobody could support that. And I'm glad that they're going out very sad. Very sad. It's a true delight. Speaking of going out sad, the Dallas Stars.
Oof.
They've gotten completely throttled in this series. Outside of a crazy comeback in game 1, the Oilers, they've been putting it on them. And I got to tell you, this is going to be a juicy-ass rematch, dude. I can't wait. Oh, I can't wait, dude. Now, I feel bad for everybody who has to travel for this series. Because Edmonton to South Florida.
Again, this is the worst possible for them.
But just get ready. Look, just get ready. Because everybody is going to be Team Canada. It's just how it's going to roll. It's just going to be it's going to be last year times infinity. Because all they're going to talk about is McDavid and those two games that he had to bring it to a game 7. And they're just going to be like just piling on that series nonstop. So just get ready. Get ready for it, Cats fans. We're ready to put on our bad guy mask for this series. I can't wait. Task at hand, of course. Task at hand, of course.
I needed to hear that.
Task at hand, but you know. We know. Look, the Cats are showing up today. It's going to be all business. On the road. They're putting a hurting on them tonight, Leroy. I just feel it in my bones. You don't feel it in your bones? Like, you didn't wake up today and just feel it in your bones? The Cats are ready to put a hurting on them?
I'm very confident, but hockey is going hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And the Panthers have been on both sides of this. You know, keep in mind, they've come back from 3-1.
They have.
They've you know, in was against Toronto. They could have went down 3-0.
They could have.
You know,
but they didn't.
And turned it around. So because I've been living this experience on the other side with the Panthers, right? I'm not going to exclude them from the possibilities of them all of a sudden being in a dogfight.
Ian says,
but I'm confident.
Ian says it wasn't on the broadcast, but McAfee, Clown Stiller, and Spike Lee for being there. Yeah, I saw that. He went on the Jumbotron. He cut a promo on them. Hmm. He said, send those sons of bitches back to New York.
This has gone full WWE. This guy has gone full WWE.
I mean, he literally is in WWE. He's
their
announcer.
Like every, even outside of it, it's like seeping into College Game Day. It's now it's on courtside on the
Jumbotron. But he's literally a wrestler.
Is he, though?
He is literally a wrestler.
Yeah, I mean, he's in the ring sometimes.
He's a wrestler. Well, he's a professional wrestler.
I don't know. A professional wrestler?
What do you mean, dude?
Barely a professional football player.
I didn't have that on my bingo card. Former Indianapolis punter ends up in WWE because he got swole.
He is. They had Triple H there last night.
Yeah, apparently Halliburton has some WWE friends because of McAfee, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. He loves WWE.
That's cool.
That is cool.
That's pretty cool.
You know what's not cool?
What?
The Knicks.
That's true.
We'll take a break. We will hear from the great Paul Maurice as we lead into Game 5 tonight of the Eastern Conference Final. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQM. And we're giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Post Malone with Jelly Roll at Hard Rock Stadium on June 8th. To enter, text the word ROCK to 20357. That's ROCK, R-O-C-K, to 20357. For more information, go to WQM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text to drive. This is a Live Nation show. Frog Boy's back today.
Woo!
Hello.
Hi.
I don't like that you're still trying to do things on your ankle.
Yeah. Oh, man, I did a cone drill, Leroy. You should have seen it. I was so agile. I was going, you know cone drill, Leroy, as another fellow athlete.
Hey. Oh, my God. Hey, yeah. Nice try.
No,
I'm not even entertaining your foolishness because this has lasted way too long because you didn't do the necessary things.
What is
when
lasted,
you first heard
though?
It.
I keep proving more and more. I mean, I think I'm healthier than I was before.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
You're like doing one of those where like, oh, I've come back. You're like Tommy John surgery. Like you've come back throwing harder.
You got to break it in order to really.
You're more coming back like Sandy.
No. Sandy's in a little slump.
Sandy hasn't exactly had the greatest Tommy John bounce back.
Bit of a slump. Also a little baby, dealing with a little baby, hasn't been resting. Me, on the other hand, you know, I'm in full papa mode. Two-year-old?
God, did you see yesterday, speaking of little baby, and I'm not calling him little baby, but there were tears.
Oh.
Did you see yesterday? I woke up to this. I didn't see the game, but I woke up to Marlins rookie Ronnie Simon committed 3 errors in a game and started crying on the field yesterday.
You call him a little baby?
I didn't call him a little baby. I just, you know, took the bridge over from the tears. I felt terrible for him.
Can I just say this?
Still crying in baseball, though.
That is.
I literally thought you were talking about a baby in the stands when you said.
No, I'm talking about a Marlins.
The fact that you said a little baby, you're calling him a baby.
I'm not calling him a baby. I felt bad for him. He started bowling and the Marlins like took him. They're like, all right, we got to take him out of here.
You know, he's crying on the mound.
He was crying. Like, he was crying on the infield. Like he goes back. The Marlins yesterday, they got out to a 6-0 lead in the first inning.
Yeah,
blew it. And part of it was because of Ronnie Simon's failures.
But no weeping, dude. What do you? You can't do that. Dude,
he couldn't hide under his jersey. Oh, it's tough.
Jesus. You know what's crazy is that when I watch sports, that's the part of sports I hate the most. Right? Like, you're going to make mistakes and you're going to fail. But sometimes it's hard to accept. Right? You expect to be perfect every time. The fans expect you to be perfect every time. And sometimes, to some people, it's overwhelming. Like, hell, I felt bad when I made mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't move on from it if you react that way. Is going to keep eating at you. So, whereas you may get booed, somebody may yell, you suck, somebody may yell, put somebody else in, you have to maintain a certain level of understanding of what you're doing is very difficult. And you're not going to play your whole career without being that guy.
I'm sure he'll bounce back. Feel bad.
What do you mean, according to me?
What did I do?
Call him a little baby.
That's not what I said. You guys are being bastards about it.
What did you say?
I said, speaking of little babies.
There you go.
But I was taking it as a bridge. I don't think he's a baby for crying.
Oh, segue.
It's a segue. Mm.
By calling somebody a baby.
No, he mentioned
babies. If you say, speaking of little babies...
Wow, you guys are rude. So you want to call him a baby?
Hey, I didn't bring it up.
Yeah.
Well, it was news last night.
It was news, but how you brought it up, calling him a baby.
It's not soft, but it also means he cares.
Yeah, that's good. That's great. But like, end of the game, you pitch a perfect game, you cry. You're in the 16th inning battling, and a guy hits a home run. Oh, you're just crushed after such a rough game. A couple errors in the middle of the game, you're crying on the
mound. Wasn't a couple of errors. It was three errors. That's a lot of errors.
Yeah, well.
I mean, he could be Chuck Knobloch.
Well, that could happen. Well, that's what you fear, right? It's like you need to get him out. Like, take him out because he obviously was a mess yesterday and they replaced him in the game.
See, I think the opposite.
What you hope for is get him right back out there tomorrow or get him right back out there today and be like, hey, Ronnie, this is all you, buddy.
It happens.
No yips.
Yeah, then he lets up a bomb.
But you can't send him out there and say no yips. He's already mentally drained. He's going to start thinking about it.
I think I found out all I need to know about old Ronnie.
Why?
I get it. He loves the game. So great.
I would say love it a little bit more.
Crying on the field, dude.
Because if that's the way you treat baseball, then you love baseball.
He's a rookie. A 25-year-old rookie. But a rookie.
25?
What do you mean?
Yeah, but that's normal in baseball.
What's normal? Okay, being a young or a 25-year-old rookie is normal.
Yeah.
Crying at 25. You can't give me the rookie thing.
What?
He's not like 19.
Dude, I felt myself welling up. Before the championship game, I didn't cry.
That makes sense, though, Leroy.
But I was very emotional.
Yeah, that is your entire career culminated in this moment.
But if you're out there and you...
I didn't cry when it was done and we lost.
If you genuinely feel like your mistakes, which they were starting to cost your team the game, it was a tough moment. You know, like, he's going to bounce back.
It's hard.
Dan Uggla bounced back from the All-Star game.
Not really.
Did he cry?
He did. What do you mean not really? He was never the greatest fielder. They just needed to find a place to put his stick.
Mm. And when Atlanta signed him.
Well, that's when he got off that good stuff.
He became the whiffer.
Saw someone else from your past yesterday. Yelich, walk off.
I saw that. Did you know that was his first walk off home run ever?
No, I didn't know that.
I mean, he walked off that 20th home run the year you had to eat, bro.
I think that's the most motivated he's ever been.
Really? I saw that yesterday. I was like, oh, still doing it, huh?
Still doing it.
Still doing it.
He won an MVP.
Hey, he won an MVP. Tobin said he was a baby bird.
No, nope, baby deer.
Baby deer.
Yeah. Said he hit like a baby deer.
He was hitting piss whistles. They just weren't going out of the park.
He wasn't hitting piss whistles. He was hitting piss worm burners is what he was.
Piss poor.
But yesterday, that grand slam.
Look at him now. Look at him now.
Hit the snot out of that ball.
He's played his whole career with a bad back. It's weird.
Very strange.
Strange that he's still playing, to be honest.
Why?
It's not...
Still getting paid. They're going to put him out there.
I guess that's fair.
What is he, 32 now?
That back, though, 42.
33. Wow, time flies.
I know.
Look at that.
Time flies, huh?
Was that 10 years ago? Almost 10 years ago?
Almost.
Wow.
Almost. Yeah. Almost.
I mean, that's when you were regularly putting your foot in your mouth.
His MVP was...
You kind of backed down a little bit.
His MVP was 7 years ago. So yeah, that was what? That was 2016?
The year after. That was the year after the Marlins traded him.
Yeah.
He won the MVP. I remember those conversations.
Yeah. I turned his career around.
What?
With my take.
Oh my goodness.
I did.
You turned my career around. Because I never found so much humor in something.
Wow, look, MLB.com, February 9th, 2017. Yelich makes Tobin eat crow.
Yeah, what a time.
What a time.
SportsCenter. That's when I knew. You want to know? That was when I knew that hot takes being wrong, not that bad.
You've been firing ever since.
brings you a lot of attention.
But wait. But here's what you do that really pisses me off. You don't own those bad takes. Basically, what you do is try to wiggle out of them and use samurai tactics to escape the words that your mouth had put you in.
It still wasn't a bad take. It was just a take that was absolutely accurate up until I made it. And then he went on the greatest home run tear of his career to that point.
But here's the deal. I was on the other side of that take. Because I absolutely told you, once he gets into a rhythm, he's going to start hitting a couple out. Nope. Baby deer it was.
Now I got to check. Now I'm interested to see. Has he done this like any time since as well? Like, I know he had the MVP 20 home runs? Season.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
He won MVP the next year.
He had 36. He had back-to-back years. 36.
Oh, 36, 44.
I would never accuse my guy Yelich of anything.
Oh!
But I will say, you go to that baseball reference.
Wink!
Those 2 years, they stand out.
36 and 44 out of
nowhere. But he's been hurt. He hasn't played a lot.
He hasn't been hurt every year.
Yeah.
The next year he played 58, he had 12. Then the year after that, 117, he hit 9.
Ooh.
154, 14. 144 games, 19. 73 last year, 11. This year, off to a pretty good start. He's got 9 and 52. But... those two definitely bob. Like, if you weren't...
Bad back era.
The only reason the entire career has been bad back era.
Right.
If you did look at, like, if you were like, oh, what was Christian Yelich? You would look at those 2 years and be like, whoa! But I would never accuse him of that. Because I know Yelly's a good boy. And I was a carnival barker. But I will say, I turned his career around.
Really? Really?
He had 9 home runs, 7 home runs, 21 home runs. Turned his career around. Whatever motivation he needed, I gave him.
All right. I got you.
It's true. 2016 Marlins. Needed a little something.
Can't argue with the stats.
They like hips.
Okay.
I don't want to do that discussion again. We'll take a break. Get back into the Cats, road to repeat, Paul Maurice, big game 5 tonight, back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We got to get on to ice hockey.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Time to get to the Road to Repeat here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Cats back at it tonight. 8 o'clock is your puck drop. You, of course, can hear that right here on 560 WQAM. Coverage gets going at 7:30 with the Panthers preview. Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay with the call tonight as the Panthers look to close out this Eastern Conference final gentlemanly, top hats and monocles style, and they will have to do it in a building. They've already won twice in this series. You got Evan Rodriguez from yesterday. This was E-Rod talking about the Panthers not exactly putting their force on the Canes in game four.
Our best. Yesterday, I think they came out hard. They played well. They played, you know, stingy defensively, and I don't think we made them uncomfortable enough. So, you know, we'll look to bounce back tomorrow and, you know, try to take it to them.
Wow. I like that.
You know what that means.
Beat down city. Beat down city, dude.
I think sometimes as athletes, we know what it's feel like. We know what it feels like to be desperate, but we don't sometimes understand the other team's desperation. You know what I mean? Like, they don't win that game, series is over.
Yep.
And that's a whole different level of commitment you need to have to continue a series. And I think that's why it's so hard for teams to come back from such a deficit, because once the team that has the lead, in this case the Panthers, realize, oh, this is what we're going to be dealing with, then they have time to turn it around. Whereas the team that's down 3-0 or 3-1, they have to play like this for the next three games to even have a chance.
Yeah, and I just think it's looked like a pretty big talent discrepancy between the two teams. Like, you know, they had every piece of them in that game. They really had to scrap to get that win. They had a lot of things for the Cats to go wrong. The Cats were a little banged up. Like, you know, I don't mean to disparage all the credit in the world, but I just think that the Panthers are going to rise up in this thing. And especially, I think
I do.
We've seen their ability to bounce back, especially, you know, I don't know why it's always seemed like a thing for them that they do have to play with their food a little bit, but they seemingly will only make that mistake once. And the only time we've seen them take it multiple times was the Stanley Cup final last year.
Right. But what I would say also is that all you can do is play your style of hockey, right? They didn't do that last game. And I think that's what Evan was saying. Going into this game, you know, the results aren't guaranteed. The only thing that's guaranteed is how you play. You can control that. And I think Paul Maurice and that whole team has been okay with, if we play the style of hockey that we know we can play and it doesn't work out, that's a different situation than what happened last game, and they didn't match their intensity or put that pressure on them at all.
Let's hear from Paul Maurice. This was him talking about the lessons they should learn from not being able to close things out initially. Here's what he had to say on that.
Well, we have I think a fairly defined structure to how the day was going to go today. The first 4 or 5 minutes, I would call them names. I'm mindful of the hotline now, so the names aren't nearly as good as they used to be. It's just not. And then we talk about pieces of our game. Well, basically, I show the video that attaches them to the names that I've called them. And then we're going to do a bunch of video on something technical about where we got to be a little bit better, where we can be better, and so that they see it. So when they leave the room, once a year, I'm going to have 12 clips, 15 clips of just soft, right? Like, and we know that's not how our team plays, so they respond to that. I'm not accusing, you know, my team of being soft. We just had a soft night. I'm not talking about last night. Don't start writing that. I'm just telling you how I interact with them in these, so that we handle our day. Our day is done now. The video's done. The names have been called. The backs, the hugs. Then the hugs went out. That's it. It's over. We're hopping on an airplane.
Man.
He's like...
2-1 filthy.
Hey, he squashed all of the other stuff, right? I know a lot of coaches like that. How about this one? So we were playing Pittsburgh. Belichick was the coach. We were playing Pittsburgh for the third time.
Okay.
We had lost the first two times. We never beat Pittsburgh. It was in the playoffs. It was divisional round when we were in Cleveland. And Bill came in with a tape of all the negative crap that we did against Pittsburgh the last two games.
Oh, my God.
Right. All of it. And Mark Rippon got mad and went up to the front and took the tape out and smashed it against the wall. And that was that.
Jeez.
But that's... But and what I would say is this. I've told you this before. Football is negatively reinforced. All the other sports aren't because of the success rate. You know what I mean?
It didn't sound like he was doing a lot of positive reinforcement there, though. Like, I think he's even saying, like, you had to hone it back. Like, I think Paul Maurice is saying, like, he has to, probably a younger Paul Maurice was even more vicious.
More of a tyrant.
Now, maybe this team doesn't, like he was saying, this team doesn't need that because you show them, you know, 2 minutes of them being soft, like they know what that is just because that's the temperature of the team.
Well, that's the tone that he set since he's been here, though. So he's being consistent with how he's done things regardless of the results. And that's basically what he was saying, that, hey, whenever we watch film, we watch moments in games or periods or whatever, where I show him, hey, basically saying, what is this? I don't recognize you out there, right? What are we doing? He may not say it in those words because those words are used behind closed doors. But when he comes out and talks to the media, how he explains it is kind of subdued. And I think that's the part that not only the players receive, but they understand where their coach is coming from because he's never going to throw them under the bus. You know, that is very important in a relationship between a coach and the players, is that, look, behind closed doors, you're going to get called out. You get called out for everything because in our sport, in football, it's very negatively enforced. You know, they say, come on, you can do better than this. You know, it's, you suck. Right? Like, that's just the difference of how sports are, you know? Like, Spo would probably never get upset over a missed shot. He would get more upset of the tone in which they go out on the court and play.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, you want to have that attitude, right? And I think that's just something that the Panthers identify with.
Right.
So, like, when you go out there and you don't bring your full force, which... Yeah, I think that was pretty clear that they didn't. It was a weird game for them, for sure. But I think he knows the set of his team is like, you just got to show him once. It's not one you got to hammer home too much with him, and he'll feel like he'll get the right response that he needs from him.
Believe it or not, I think the worst thing that happened in last game is that they weren't playing up to their standard, and the game was still close. So sometimes you go out there and say, eh, we'll pull it out, right? And I think that's the thing you have to avoid. You have to start the games that way and leave no room for a random bounce or, you know, a crazy penalty or something like that. But the fact that that game was close, a lot of times when you play in close games or even you're winning, you think that the style of hockey or football or basketball that you're playing with is acceptable.
Here's a little bit more from Paul Maurice talking about he doesn't buy that they need to learn lessons to learn how to close out.
I don't believe in it. I don't believe in that idea at all, because if it was just a learned thing, it would be 16-0 every year for the same team. It's just not real. So we had won 7 of 8 playoff games going into last night. And you're getting almost the exact same story from all of us. When we win, we like our game. Did a lot of good things. When we don't win, we turn the puck over too much. I mean, it's pretty much, you can just play the tape, right? So they were better at their game than we were at our game last night. We've managed to not have that happen very often. When we lose, we learn some pretty important things about the way we play or the adherence to we play. And sometimes what you learn is that the style of the other team means that you don't play your exact the same game. You have the same will, the same systems and stuff, but your attitude with the puck and your mentality with the puck sometimes has to change.
This guy's got to figure it out.
He's so wise.
He's so wise. A hockey
2-1 filthy
guru.
Savant.
Take a break. Our Tua! Leroy has himself a hell of an ally. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.